This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Damien Chazelle's La La Land, a musical ode to Los Angeles, topped the list of 2017 Golden Globe nominations, picking up seven. La La Land stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, who both picked up nominations for Best Actress and Best Actor. It was followed closely behind by Moonlight, a low-budget coming-of-age drama, receiving six nods. The two films have dominated the award season so far, along with Manchester by the Sea, which picked up five. Johnny Depp is Hollywood's most overpaid actor for the second year in a row. Depp last starred in Disney's Alice Through the Looking Glass, which generated a disappointing $300 million worldwide on a $170 million budget. The movie opened at the same time that a judge issued a restraining order against Depp after spouse Amber Heard alleged he had abused her. The couple reached a $7 million divorce settlement in August. Lady Gaga revealed this week that she's been struggling with PTSD stemming from a sexual assault that took place during her early career. The singer posted an emotional letter about what she's going through on the website for her Born This Way Foundation. She begins the essay by saying she spent the last 5 years wrestling with whether or not she should share her story because, quote, there's a lot of shame attached to mental illness, but it's important that you know that there's hope and a chance for recovery. Actor Walton Goggins is in final negotiations to join Warner Brothers and MGM's reboot of Tomb Raider, the latest adaptation of the popular video game starring Alicia Vikander as the iconic character Lara Croft. Warner Brothers recently announced the pick would be released on March 16, 2018, with Norwegian director Roar Utaug at the helm. Goggins is best known for his work on Justified and The Shield. The original Tomb Raider video game was released in 1996 and has sold over 35 million units. Bizardvark, which premiered on the Disney Channel earlier this year, is a tween sitcom about two young girls who make videos for an online channel. The show stars Vine phenomenon Jake Paul, the first ever social media star to become a series regular on the Disney Channel. And now, a slew of other social media stars are following his lead, utilizing Bizardvark's platform to jump into TV. Get ready for Grumpy Cat! Westworld fans may have to wait some time for new episodes, but now you can enjoy the show's soundtrack whenever you like. The Westworld soundtrack has a whopping 34 tracks, which include original recordings by the show's composer, Ramin Djawadi, as well as covers of Radiohead, Nine Inch Nails, The Cure, The Rolling Stones, Soundgarden, and more, all reinterpreted by Djawadi within the show's saloon player piano style. Yet another celebrity split has come in 2016, with Sia announcing that she's separating from her husband, documentary filmmaker Eric Anders Lang. That marriage lasted only 2 years. Sia, 40, said, quote, "After much soul-searching and consideration, we've made the decision to separate as a couple. We are, however, dedicated to remaining friends." Wow, another one bites the, well, you know. Justin Bieber announced that he will go on his first ever North American stadium tour next summer. Bieber's tour kicks off August the 5th at the Rose Bowl here in Pasadena, California. He's already performed more than 100 concert dates this year. Bieber has scored a slew of hits off his album Purpose and was nominated for 4 Grammys. If you plan on catching the stadium dates, don't yell at him from the audience. You might make Pookie mad. Mick Jagger, who's 73, welcomed the birth of his eighth child. Jagger already has 7 children, ranging in age from their 40s to teenagers. Mick's girlfriend, Hamrick, is a ballerina who's performed with the American Ballet Theater in New York. In May, fellow Rolling Stone Ron Wood became a father again at 68 after his wife, Sally Humphries, gave birth to twin girls. We want to know the name of the multivitamin they're both taking. Rapper Kanye West met with Donald Trump in New York and made a brief appearance with the president-elect in the Trump Tower lobby. Friends, just friends, Trump said, calling West a good man he's known for a long time. West, looking like a drugged tiger, declined to answer reporters' questions, saying, quote, I just want to take a picture right now. West was hospitalized for exhaustion last month after a series of rants and the cancellation of the remainder of his U.S. tour. The 39-year-old rapper made headlines when he was booed at his San Jose, California concert for declaring his support for Trump. Greg Lake, a singer and multi-instrumentalist who helped propel prog rock into the mainstream as a member of Emerson, Lake & Palmer and King Crimson, has died. His manager said he had recently had a long and stubborn battle with cancer. The news comes 9 months after the death of his bandmate, Keith Emerson. He was 69.
The Trash Bin.
Ex-LA Laker Lamar Odom has checked into rehab again. He plans to stay for 30 days. It's a substance abuse program, but he was not abusing drugs when he went in. We're told he's supposedly clean, and this was a precautionary measure. Odom's protracted divorce from estranged ex-wife Khloe Kardashian will officially be finalized this week, and that's taken 3 years. That's enough to make anyone fall off the wagon.
The news wrap-up.
Nintendo's Super Mario Run is set to gross $71 million in its first month. Apple is beseeching Universal, Warner Brothers, and Fox to use iTunes for home viewing 2 weeks after they open in theaters. In other Apple news, paid subscribers to Apple Music have soared to 20 million, but it has a long way to go before it catches up with Spotify. Fitbit is interested in competing more aggressively in the smartwatch market, so they bought the Pebble company.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, blasted off to the top of the charts this week.
The number one album.
J. Cole's For Your Eyes Only enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Heads Up replaces Minecraft Pocket Edition at the top of the charts.
The number one fiction book.
Island of Glass by Nora Roberts is the most popular book this week.
With his third album, Starboy, reaching number one in 80 countries, The Weeknd has become one of the best-selling recording artists in the world. With his follow-up to the hit single Starboy, here's The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk with the song of the week, I Feel It Coming.
I feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby.
So baby, this the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high and fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night. So baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try. Give you what you want. And you've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. Set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
I feel it coming.
The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk with the song of the week, I Feel It Coming. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.